Listen up, Live the Web Girl. If President Trump can drink water a little strange, then why can't I?
You literally looked like a maniac drinking out of that water bottle.
Wait, he drank water strange?
I don't know about this. Yes, I just literally like 2 seconds ago.
No, not Joe, President Trump.
Oh my gosh.
What? I've never heard this.
Just watch YouTube and type in like President Trump drinking water.
Really? I've never heard this.
He just seems to drink it awkwardly. Yes.
He does?
Yeah.
Is it his lip throat?
He's like...
His lips do his little lip thing.
Everybody's got their own little thing, but I'm over here just trying to stay hydrated, trying to live that good life, and I'm getting water shamed over here.
Oh, gosh.
It was so bizarre. If he does it again, I'll try to get a sneaky.
Oh, great.
Video.
So now I'm going to be on camera.
Yeah.
Can we just do the garbage?
Fine.
It's the Joe and Alex Show. Who cares about this garbage?
Justin Bieber and Hailey Baldwin confirmed that they are married. The newlyweds were at a cafe in Studio City, California, when a customer decided to film the two with her phone. Justin gave Hailey a playful kiss, and then the woman goes over to them and is like, "Are you guys married?" And Justin said, "Yes, we are married." He then said they have their ups and downs, just like every other couple. He also said he has a lot of baggage and called Hailey an angel for sticking by his side, and then she just rolled her eyes. Justin Bieber, by the way, and Hailey looked at Demi Lovato's house in LA yesterday. Demi put her 4-bedroom, 5-bathroom mansion in the Hollywood Hills on the market for a little over $9 million in September following her overdose, and the newlyweds are interested now in buying the home and were spotted there taking a tour.
I have chills. I'm like nauseous and I literally might start crying. I'm not kidding.
They finally said the words, "We are married."
Yeah, like I'm so upset.
Wow.
I honestly, you guys, look, I'm not kidding.
You still had a chance.
I literally might start crying.
Oh,
I just
gosh.
Don't want him to ruin his life.
Oh,
you know?
Gosh. It'll be fine. He'll get a divorce like everyone else. Sean Diddy Combs.
Diddy!
And Cassie have called it quits after dating on and off for 11 years. Can I just tell you?
I'm gonna cry now.
I twerked my butt off in 7th grade to this song.
Oh, for
Before
sure.
twerking was a thing, I was twerking to this.
I can see Alex.
It's so good. Such a good song. Well, a rep for her released a statement saying that they are indeed no longer together and haven't been for months. The statement came shortly after reports that Diddy has been seeing model Jocelyn Chu. Sources say the rapper is still very much in love with Cassie, and this fling with Jocelyn will likely fizzle out. Diddy and Cassie were first linked in 07, which I'm pretty sure is the year that this came out. So there's that. ABC's Roseanne spinoff, The Conners, didn't come anywhere close to the ratings of its predecessor, but it did have a good showing. The debut episode delivered 10.5 million viewers. That's down 55% from the premiere of Roseanne last spring, but it was on par with the Roseanne finale. When Roseanne returned on ABC last March, the first episode delivered a staggering 18.2 million viewers. The episode featured the death of Roseanne's character of an opioid overdose. Roseanne Barr didn't much appreciate that plot twist. She said the opioid overdose lent an unnecessary grim and morbid dimension to an otherwise happy family show. Did you watch?
I did, and it's just not the same without Roseanne.
I didn't watch.
It was a powerful episode because I had a family member that didn't die from drugs, but was addicted to drugs. Mm-hmm. So opioids, I think a lot of America can relate to, but not hating on it. It's just not the same thing. It's not the same show. It's obviously a different name, and I'll be surprised if it lasts the whole season.
Yeah, what I actually think, I mean, over 10 million viewers is still good.
Mm-hmm.
They actually beat This Is Us.
What?
Yeah, so
they did
beat this week's This Is Us episode. So it's not bad ratings. However, so much so much hype is around this episode of how it's going to be without Roseanne.
I think it might kind of peter out.
Yeah, I kind of feel like that was an exaggerated number just because of all the hype and the drama around the show and Roseanne leaving and everything. So I actually think the real ratings are probably less than that. And so going forward, it will be interesting to see how it does.
Yeah, we'll see. I'm going to give it another chance or two, but I don't know. I really was excited. For me growing up, like the Conners, the Roseanne thing, that was like my family. Like my mom would be Roseanne.
I never watched it, so I didn't watch when she was on it, and I didn't watch after. Carol Spinney, the 84-year-old puppeteer who plays Big Bird and Oscar the Grouch on Sesame Street, announced his retirement yesterday.
I thought it was a song.
He says the physical requirements have become too much for him. Spinney, the winner of a Lifetime Achievement Emmy Award, has been playing the Sesame Street character since the show's premiere in 1969.
I love playing Oscar. He has a power I never had.
Oh, I love trash.
He's totally different than Big Bird. I can't believe that Jim gave me two such characters have become iconic and are part of so many people in America that are growing up.
Could you imagine, like, that guy is part of, like, the makeup. Everybody knows Big Bird, Bird and Oscar, and he did it for 50 years.
He's 84.
That's insane.
Just now retiring.
But he loves what he does, though. Could you imagine having a job that you don't want? You'd rather just die than quit doing it?
No, it's so sad. But if you're wondering who's going to be replacing him, it's Matt Vogel, a.k.a. Kermit the Frog. That's who's going to take over as Big Bird. While Eric Jacobson of Grover and Bert will assume the role of Oscar the Grouch.
You know, I kind of heard they forced him out as Big Bird just because, like, they wanted Big Bird to be an episode where he flossed. And he couldn't do the floss move.
Oh, stop.
It was really sad.
Coming up after 8:15, Kristen Bell has a problem with a certain Disney movie. This is interesting. She's getting a lot of heat for this.